I'm really, really proud of this football team, this coaching staff, this organization.
These guys have no quit. They bounce back.
10-5, touchdown!
We set a foundation from day one that we are going to stick with the process.
Got it! 73-yard pass play.
We've got the very best fans in the National Football League.
And the Colts are going to win the ball game.
Welcome to Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano. Presented each week by Citizens Energy Group. Now live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Palmer with a formation, strong right side, drops straight back to throw, gets good protection, throws one down the middle. What a catch. After it laid the lumber to him, Hausler makes the catch. Mendenhall's back in as the running back. Two tight ends, the Colts close in, receivers left and right. Palmer's going to lob one of the end zone, intended for Fitzgerald. Touchdown. He caught it. I didn't know whether he got both feet down, but he did. His seventh touchdown of the year, and Arizona has a quick 6-0 lead. Snap, the ball is down, and Feely's kick is blocked. And I think it was Sergio Brown got the block. So the Colts did a whale of a job there, limiting them to a field goal attempt. It's blocked, and the score remains 7-0. Palmer under center. Five-man rush for the Colts. Palmer drops straight back to throw. He gets protection, now throws one toward the end zone for Fitzgerald. Another touchdown. Now it's 13-3. Snap is to Andrew. Here comes the pressure. Andrew steps in. He throws it upfield. Picked off. Touchdown. Carlos Dansby. That just about broke our back there. Carlos Dansby. And again, Andrew was being hit as he threw it. He's had no time to do anything again. And now it's a 22-yard return. And Arizona has a 23-3 lead. Palmer under center. Gives it to Mendenhall. Trying to get to the outside. Mendenhall scores on a 5-yard run. Hands the ball to the fans. And now it is 33-3. Andrew on third down. Good protection. He stays in. Now he throws it back door. Caught by Fleener. Touchdown. Colby Fleener with an excellent catch. It might have been deflected, but he caught it. And it's now a 34-9 game. Andrew is going to come across and shake hands. That'll be it. So our final score here at Arizona this afternoon will be the Arizona Cardinals 40, the Indianapolis Colts 11.
Monday Night Show with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 FM. Before we start the show, Subway would like to give away prize packages to the first five callers to the show tonight. Call the Verizon hotline now at 317-639-COLT, 317-639-COLT. During the second half hour of tonight's show, we'll be visiting with Game Day radio analyst Jim Sorgi on the Verizon hotline. Verizon is a proud sponsor of the Colts. Jim will share his thoughts on the Colts game yesterday with the Cardinals. And then Chuck Pagano will be taking your social media questions tonight in the next segment. To submit your question for the coach for tonight or future shows, log on to Facebook.com/Colts or tweet the show directly at Pagano Show. And we'll be with Chuck in just a moment. Yesterday just wasn't very much fun. The Colts did not get off to a good start again. Arizona was outstanding. Carson Palmer had his second great day in a row. He threw for 314 yards, threw for a couple of touchdowns, no interceptions. Colts did get to him three times, including the 106th career sack by Robert Mathis. He's now one short of the franchise record of 107, held by Dwight Freeney. Sergio Brown got a blocked field goal, and that pretty much was the highlights. The Colts were playing from behind again, and in the second half, the Colts had a good drive to start the second half, but couldn't pick up a fourth down, and Arizona came right back and scored on their first possession, and that was just about it. Colts also got a bunch of people banged up in the game. We thought we had lost T.Y. Hilton for a long time when he didn't get up, and they brought the card out for him, but he was okay, came back into the game. He has a sore shoulder, but hopefully he'll be all right. Laron Landry went down. Lavon Brazil went down yesterday. Just a number of fellas got nicked up in the game, and we hope that's all it is. Won't find out and probably until tomorrow exactly what the injuries are. But the pity party ends today, and the Colts have to get ready for a very formidable foe coming in. The comeback kids of their own, the Tennessee Titans, who beat Oakland on the last play of the game 23-19 yesterday, are only two games back of the Colts now. And that game on Sunday coming up, A 1 o'clock kickoff is huge. A Colts win, they'll have a 3-game lead with 4 to play. If they don't, if Tennessee wins, the lead is down to 1 game. And there's 5 games left to go. So this is huge. Tennessee knows it. They're coming in off a couple of big wins after losing to the Colts. They will wind up coming in fired up, as the Colts will be too. This is going to be a battle of a lot of things out there on the field on Sunday. The hometown fans are going to have a lot to say about who does win this football game. We've got a lot coming up on the show. We'll try to figure out what happened yesterday and how to correct it in 6 short days. You're listening to Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
Welcome back to Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Proud to be the Colts conservation partner. Find winning conservation tips at citizensenergygroup.com. Colts football is also brought to you by Papa John's. When the Colts win, you win. Get 50% off your regular menu price online order the day after the Colts win. Log on to papajohns.com and enter promo code COLTS50. And be sure to manage your energy bills by taking advantage of cash rebates on high-efficiency appliances from Veterans Conservation Connection. Learn more about the rebates available at Vectren.com. Vectren, live smart.
Welcome back to Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Now, here's Bob Lamy from the Taco Bell studio.
Yeah, lack of execution. And credit to them, you know, they made the plays, we didn't. But lack of execution. You know, we had our opportunities, and you know, I missed throws. Things happen, and it stinks. It was a frustrating loss. You know, credit to them again, but we'll have to fight back. We'll have to bounce back. You know, I have no doubt we'll come back, you know, and work our butts off like we do every week and get ready for the next one.
Andrew Luck and Coach, he hit it right on the button. Nothing worked. Everything kind of went down the drain yesterday, and, you know, you lose 40-11 or whatever it was. Very, very tough Monday after a tough loss. But one thing you do know, nobody around the league, especially Tennessee, is throwing a pity party for you.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, we just got finished up with a team meeting. And, you know, it is what it is. We laid it out there. You know, we did get, you know, our fannies kicked yesterday. Credit the Cardinals. They did what they had to do. They played well. They executed, and we didn't. And so, you know, we come back. We go to work. We're all professionals. We all have a job to do. Nobody's responded better than this team has responded to adversity, to losses, and things like that. And I fully expect for us to respond just like we have in the past, Bob.
Chuck, when you have the team meetings like you just had, do you respond? Do you do the meeting any differently after a loss than a win?
No, you stay consistent. You know, we go in and we talk about the positives. There were some positive things in that football game. Then we talk about the negatives. We talk about you know, the tape. We're going to watch the tape, point out the things that we need to clean up, and then we move on.
The game yesterday, Bruce Arians, of course, he knew this football team inside and out from last year. But did he do anything at all that you didn't expect yesterday?
No, not really. They just out-executed us. And Bruce has run his stuff offensively all the way back to Pittsburgh days. I saw it when I was, you know, when I was with the Ravens. And so, again, I think it just goes down to, you know, they did a great job of executing, you know, in offense and defense. We knew, you know, defensively going in that they were darn good defense, you know, fabulous front seven. And we knew that they could put pressure. We knew he was going to run the football and take his shots down the field. They made the plays yesterday, and we didn't. And so, again, that one's behind us. We have to put it behind us, and we have to move on.
Injuries. Yesterday you had some more, and you won't say it, but you've had a ton all year, particularly on the offensive side. Any update on the injuries today?
Well, you know, the guys, you know, from the game, we're still waiting on some, you know, MRIs and some scans and things like that. You know, Vontae went out with a groin. Doesn't look to be too serious, but again, waiting on a scan on him. LaVon Brazil went out with a low back. Looks like he's going to be fine. And then, you know, some of the guys that, you know, that have been out, hopefully, you know, Greg Toler, Stanley Havili, you know, is one that, you know, was in, did some working out today. And so it looks like he'll be able to progress through the concussion protocol and hopefully get him back.
Again, everybody talks about not getting out of the gate as quickly as you want to do. Again, it's something you can't legislate. Yesterday it happened again, but it almost looked like Arizona, that first touchdown gave them life. You come back and have to settle for a field goal, and that was kind of the story of the game all day.
Yeah, and it's like we couldn't, you know, recover from that. And then it's kind of like, woe is me. As soon as it happened, they drove down the field, got the score, and then we had to settle for a field goal. And we managed to, you know, block a field goal. You know, they were getting ready to go up, I think, what, 10-7 or 10-3 on us. And you get the block. You think a little bit of a spark ignite us, if you will. But we just, you know, we never got anything going. We couldn't get anything going on offense. You know, we're 0 for 5 on third down in the first half. And then, you know, defensively, you know, you can't get off the field, and they convert on third down and gave up big plays again. So it's a recipe for disaster. And it's one that, again, we're obviously working our tails off, believe me, trying to figure out a way to get out of the blocks and start fast.
The last time this situation happened, you went right down to Tennessee, won a game. You've got them coming back in. And I think while we're talking about what went wrong yesterday, there are some very big positives. You're still in first place. You still have a two-game lead. You have the team closest to you coming in. You win a home game Sunday, and it turns the cycle right back around. It sounds a lot easier than it will be, but you beat Tennessee, and things look a lot brighter.
No, and you know, Tennessee going out to Oakland and winning that football game, being two games back, obviously they're still in the hunt, and they know that. We know that. So like you said, it's never easy. It's not going to be easy Sunday, but we control our own destiny. So we got to go back to work. We got to have a great week of practice. We got to do more. We got to do it better. And again, it's at our place. It's at Lucas Oil, you know, Stadium. They got to come in here again. Like you said, this is, you know, like deja vu all over again, if you will. You know, coming off of that, you know, disappointing loss to St. Louis, and having to go down there on a short week and getting that win. You know, same situation, same scenario. Now we just got to, you know, we got to put the time in and prepare and go play well.
Chuck, when you look at the film and you say, okay, there's a problem, this is a problem, are these all situations that, given a perfect week of practice, you can correct things that are wrong?
There's no doubt about it. And we say all the time, you know, you play like you practice. So, you know, to a man, you know, we're going to go out there and try to, you know, everything on that tape that we saw, it's all correctable. You know, if it was a lack of effort and want to and toughness and those type of things, I'd be worried. But it's not that. We're just shooting ourselves in the foot. We're not doing the things, you know, fundamentally, technique wise, that you need to do in order to play and win football games, no matter whether you're at home, no matter whether you're on the road. It doesn't matter who you're playing. Doesn't matter what the record is. Every team in the National Football League, Bob, is good, and they've got football players, and they're all playing for the same thing. You know, you get a two-win team coming in, they're playing for pride. You know, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So you just can't show up and expect to roll the ball out and expect a team to hand you a football game. And so I think our guys understand that. They know that. And so we're going to prepare accordingly.
A couple of bright spots, the Brock field goal. Sergio Brown's been playing well on special teams all year, and he sure helped out for a short time early in the game.
No, it was you know, great play by him, and he did some outstanding things in that football game. And the block field goal was one of them. He covered punts, drew a couple flags, you know, because they have to. As a gunner, he's just a dominating, you know, force out there, and he's been playing at a high level for us on special teams, and certainly need him to continue to do that.
Boom Heron didn't get in the game until late, but let's see. He recovered a fumble in Tennessee, turned the game around. He had a 50-something yard catch in one game, and yesterday, four carries for 8 yards. Might see Daniel a little more.
Yeah, Boom's that type of guy, and he takes advantage, obviously, of every opportunity that he's gotten. And again, he got in yesterday and ripped off, you know, a long run there. And guy practices hard. You know, he pays attention in meetings and does his homework, and he prepares well. And so I think that's why you see, you know, a kid like that, and Boom gets a chance, you know, to go out there. He's productive.
All right, we'll take time for Chuck Pagano's Playbook, brought to you by Citizens Energy Group. And this time we're going to talk about Kobe Fleener, who's played very, very well of late. He's had four catches at least in the last three games. Had a 17-yard touchdown catch yesterday. What have you seen out of Kobe and his improvement in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think he's, risen up to the challenge. You know, when Dwayne went down, he was, obviously asked to do more, and he's done that. Number one, Alfredo Roberts, our tight end coach, does a tremendous job with all the tight ends, and he's with that guy, with Kobe, 24/7 around the clock, and Kobe stepped up his game. You know, not only, you're seeing, his play, the level of play go up on Sundays, but it's because of what he's doing, Monday through Saturday. He's practicing really well. He's putting the time in that you need to put in, in the meeting room. He understands, the concepts and the schemes that we're running. He's playing fast, because he's practicing fast. And so I think, his, the level of play and the production that he's given us right now is just a byproduct of, the hard work that he's putting in.
That was Chuck Pagano's Playbook, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Make conservation tips a part of your playbook. Visit citizensenergygroup.com for helpful tips. And now it's time to talk to Chuck about the McDonald's inbox, presented by McDonald's Big Mac, the official burger of the Colts. You can get your question answered by the coach. All you have to do is tweet the question to @PaganoShow. Do it right now and for future shows as well. Kimberly wants to know, how do you turn things around after getting blown out two of the last 3 weeks?
Well, again, I think our track record, speaks for itself. Certainly we don't plan on ever getting, we want to win every game. We prepare to win every game. Never want to, get beat like we got beat yesterday. But again, this team is got great resolve. They're very resilient. We got great veteran leadership, and we've never lost back-to-back games, and I fully expect this team to respond the same way, and our leaders are going to lead us, and we'll step up. We'll have a great week of preparation and get ready for Sunday's game.
All right, Jack from Delphi wants to know, why weren't Chris Rainey and or Derek Rogers active yesterday?
Two young, talented players, as we all know, and there's been a lot of talk and hype about these two young players, and excited about having them up and having them on the roster. Having Chris here just 1 week, and Rick being up, on the active roster 2 weeks, there's a acclimation period, Bob, that these guys got to they're working hard. They're doing everything they can. But, as soon as, they're more familiar, with the playbook, and we can start to implement them into, our plan offensively, we're going to try to get them out there as soon as we can.
All right, injury problem again, and you've touched on a little bit of it. How serious is Vontae Davis's injury, and what about T.Y.? Was he really hurt?
Yeah, T.Y. is one tough cookie. When he laid out for that ball, he injured that left shoulder, and most guys probably would have been out, not T.Y. For 170, 5 pounds soaking wet, whatever he is, he gutted that thing up and came back in and fought for his teammates and his team, and proud of him for doing that. And Vontae, again, we're waiting, on further results from some scans and MRIs and things like that. But initial thought is it's not as serious as we thought it was on game day.
Sam from Goshen wants to know, do you give the players Thanksgiving Day off this week, even though they lost?
Absolutely not. No, you know what? We practice every Thanksgiving, and all we do is we move up the schedules, we move up the meeting, and move up practice time, and try to get the players and coaches out of here so that they can spend some time with their families in the afternoon.
And the same is true for Christmas. I don't think people know you're here, and the guys are here practicing on Christmas as well.
Yeah, I do the same thing, Bob. It's still a work day for us, but again, we just get the guys in here, early, get our work in, and then get them a chance to get home and be with their families.
Bruce Arians won the game yesterday, and did he do, Tom from Crawfordsville wants to know, did he do anything differently than he did when he was here?
No. I hate to say it, but, Bruce ran his offense. He did, exactly what he did, while he was here and what we've seen him do in the past as a play caller in Pittsburgh. From a formation standpoint, few new wrinkles, motions and shifts and things like that. Just some window dressing stuff, but the base stuff was there. Again, they executed. We didn't execute, on defense and do the things necessary, on a consistent basis to give ourselves a chance in that first half.
Chuck, we appreciate the time as always. And the best thing that cures all ills is get a win. And Tennessee's next up, and it's going to be a barn burner because this is their last chance, and it's also your chance to really put a stranglehold on the division.
Yeah, no question about it. And that game can't get here quick enough, Bob.
That's Chuck Pagano. Don't forget, the show continues. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, 97.1 Hank FM. When we come back, we'll have our spotlight interviews with Corey Redding and Boom Heron.
This is Colts Monday Night on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. Colts fans, be sure to visit the Bud Light Party Zone at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Bud Light Party Zone is above the north end zone in front of the windows that open to the Indianapolis skyline. Bud Light, the official beer of the NFL. And every morning, Wish TV's Daybreak is a better way to start your day. Delivering overnight news, weather and traffic with the latest updates you need to prepare yourself for your day. Weekday mornings on Wish TV.
Citizens Energy Group proudly presents Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano. Let's continue the horseshoe conversation with Bob Lamey from the Taco Bell studio.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, and it's time now to visit with our spotlight players of the game. It's brought to you by Lightbound. For all your cloud service needs, call Lightbound. The first player we talked to today was an easy guy to go to in a situation like we have right now. Colts struggling a little bit. They'd lose a big one yesterday. The guy you turn to is Corey Redding. Corey's been around for a long time. He knows what it's all about. He's a vocal leader in the locker room. He leads by example. And I started the conversation with, how does he deal with a Monday after a game like yesterday?
The way I deal with it is, first of all, I look myself in the mirror and I say that I do everything I possibly could to help my team win. And, and I always question myself. I always question myself, second question myself, and make sure that I'm doing everything possible to do my job, first of all, but ultimately help the team win. And what you just said is so true, only one team won every single game in this league. And we all know who that is, the Dolphins back in the 70s. And it's so hard to win in this league every single week. Yes, I know. Our fans are disappointed, the way we start and the four games that we lost. But even though we have, bad days at our jobs, and those four losses don't mean the world is coming to an end. We're still at the top of our division. We still got a two-game lead. We still have all three divisional teams coming to our house to play us in a tough environment. We have all these things. That's right here. Those are the facts. Despite how bad it looked on Sunday, credit to them. They won their Super Bowl, the Cardinals. But you know what? It's to us, it's all about getting back to work, being real with ourselves, and getting back to doing the little things. And as long as we do that, with Tennessee coming to town, I have no doubt in my mind we'll go out there and do what we are capable of doing, and that's getting a win on our home court.
I know Chuck has the 24-hour rule. Forget a game in 24 hours. When you win, that's kind of easier to do when you lose. this one will hang around for a couple of days, but I think that's not necessarily bad.
No, it's not. It's just to always learn from your mistakes. You know, if you never lose, then you'll never know how disappointed it feels. You'll never know how hungry you really can be when you have something that's on the verge of being taken away from you, whether it's your fault or somebody else's. And we work too doggone hard to be where we are right now, to let things start to slip now, to let things just start to come unravel at the seams now. It's like I said, getting back to the basics, getting back to doing the little things, looking each other in the mirror and just saying, how much do you really gonna give for what you really want? You know, how much are you willing to give up, sacrifice? These are all the things that, as an individual, I think to myself, but as a team, we all need to ask ourselves. And I know the men in this locker room are gonna answer the way I know how they're gonna answer. Yes, they won. And yes, they're gonna do the little things to help us get over this hump, this slow start, or whatever it may be. I don't want to win the Super Bowl in Week 12. I don't want to. You know what? If it takes a loss, get hit upside the head again to learn a hard lesson, then so be it. Let the lesson be learned. And now we got to move forward and look forward to putting a good game plan together for Tennessee and go out on Sunday and get a win.
I know what your answer is, but I'm going to ask anyway. This locker room has been riddled with injuries. You've had a very tough six-week schedule with going to the West Coast, coming back, playing four out of six on the road, playing all of them in prime time. Those are reasons, but they're not the reason. Is there a the reason, or is there a lot of multiple things going on right now?
No, it's not one particular thing you could put your finger on and say this is the reason for the slow start. So if that's the case, we would have got it fixed a long time ago. And there's no excuse to say we have injuries, we're going to the West Coast. That's not what we know what we all signed up for. We knew the schedule before we even hit September. All the games on the West Coast, all the times, all the, you know, and the possibilities of getting injured. That's gonna happen. That's the NFL. So you gotta just gear up, be a big boy about it, and whatever adversity is thrown your way, you gotta find a way to, you know, defeat it, knock it down, and move on. And so there's no excuses, no explanations. There's no reason to say this is what it is. We just have to just keep working, you know, keep working, keep going back to work, putting in the time, the effort, and the energy, and trusting and believing that whatever our coaches say and we all the players believe in, we got to do.
Corey, you're a leader in this locker room. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to continue to lead, you know, lead by example, my actions, lead by the words, whenever it needs to be said, and just continue to just work. That's the only way that I know how I can get past these things and to show the guys how to do it is to just work. And work is you know, you got to put in the time, and the only way I know how to do it is just go out there and just strap on my cleats, put on my pads, and put the time in from today until Saturday night before I go to bed to show the guys how to do it and how to be a pro.
Have you lost any confidence in your teammates?
No, none whatsoever. You know, we need to learn from these mistakes. Like I said, a hard lesson learned is still a lesson learned. And you know, we need to take these losses and really take the constructive criticism, take the hard coaching, take all the things that we need to learn so we don't keep making the same mistakes. And that's what it's all about. And just minimizing, you know, the mistakes and capitalizing on the things that we do good and just go out there and just play. And just play football. Have fun, have passion, have energy, and trust and belief in what we're doing is going to work, and just get it done.
That's Corey Redding, and hope you paid attention. Corey is a guy who will get it done in the locker room. He won't get it done when the cameras are rolling. He won't get it done when all the media is in there. He gets it done when it's just the players. If they'll follow Corey and Robert Mathis and the other leaders on this team, the Colts will again have the ability to bounce back. Keep in mind, over the last couple of years under Chuck Pagano, Eight times after a loss, the Colts have won. They have not lost back-to-back games in over a season and a half. One of the young players who got a chance late in the game to play yesterday is Daniel Boom Heron, a running back out of Ohio State, drafted by the Bengals. They cut him. The Colts picked him up. And he's had some big plays in his brief career here, a 57-yard pass from Matt Hasselbeck. He also recovered a key fumble in a Tennessee game that led to a Colts comeback. And he had four carries yesterday for 30 yards. We asked him if he tries to make the most of his opportunities when he gets them.
I mean, that's what I, you know, try to do every time I get the chance is just make the best of the opportunity and just come in here every day, just try to get better and just try to help the team to make some plays and get wins.
Yesterday you had four carries. You got averaged just about 8 yards a carry. I know it was at the end of the game, but does it feel good to get that kind of experience in the league, know what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you can go out there and compete and, you know, just go out there and take advantage of the opportunity, you know, you just got to do your job and do the best at it.
You started the year with Cincinnati. You come over here. Transition, is that a tough thing or is it just part of the game?
I mean, it's not an easy thing, but, you know, it's a business move and a business game, so you just have to, you know, be prepared at all times and just, like I always say, take advantage of the opportunities that you get.
Boom, special teams. A lot of people don't understand, A, how important that is, and B, for young guys, it's a way to make your name. That fumble recovery a couple of weeks ago that led to a win, huge, and it, you know, it doesn't seem like a big play at the time, but it was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what we try to do as on special teams, is definitely try to make big plays and, you know, just try to help the team out. And, you know, we have a great coach, you know, special teams, and we're going to keep working out there and keep trying to get better with it.
Did you have much special teams playing time at Ohio State? I mean, sometimes guys come in and this is the only way you make the team, but have you ever played it before because you look like you have?
Yeah, I played it a little bit at Ohio State. You know, they threw me in there a few times, and, you know, I enjoy it, man. I mean, I love, you know, any way I can get on the field, you know, that's the man. I do whatever I got to do to get on the field.
We talked about fumble recovery, but you also can return kicks. You're looking forward to getting a chance to do that.
Whatever the coaches give me the opportunity to do, you know, I just try to do the best at it and try to help the team out.
It's a tough go right now with the team having lost a game just yesterday. But I noticed at lunch, you're talking to guys, the camaraderie in this locker room is unbelievably good.
Oh, yeah, we got to stick together, man. We got to just keep on pushing, man. We can't have one loss, you know, a loss, you know, bring us down and get us apart from each other, man. We stick together and we just got to keep working and everything's going to work itself out.
Running back room, you got a veteran in Trent, although it's only 2 years, Donald Brown in there. How much do they help you?
Oh, man, it helps so much. I mean, I think we all help each other out. And, we have a great group of guys and great coach, Coach Walker. I mean, he helps us out so much. And, you know, everything's going to work itself out. You know, we're going to just keep working hard and getting better each day.
You've run the ball, it seems like, all your life, and you do very well at it. Is the passing game tough to pick up in this league?
I mean, this is the pro game. I mean, it's not an easy league, you know. You gotta prepare and you gotta keep working at it. And, you know, it'll all work itself out once you get comfortable with it.
Working with Andrew Luck, he seems to be a guy, it doesn't make any difference who's back there. He expects a lot of things, and you've shown you can do it.
Yeah, he's a great quarterback, man. He does great things. He's a great leader for us, and he's going to keep getting better each and every day. And like I said, we just got to take advantage of our opportunities and get better each day.
One of the things people forget about the running back, you got to block. And that sometimes you're blocking guys who weigh twice as much as you do. Not an easy task.
Oh, it's definitely not an easy task, but it's a job to do, so you got to do it. And, whatever you got to do it, get it done. So just got to keep working at it.
Smile on your face. You got to love this game, and apparently you do.
Oh, I love the game. Love the game of football. I've been playing ever since I was 6 years old, and I just try to get better. I mean, I know I keep saying it, but that's my goal, is to get better each and every day and each and every year.
How do you do that? I mean, in the weight room, in the meeting rooms, all these places?
I mean, all the places that you name and more. I mean, just spend time with your coaches, being in the weight room. I mean, watching film, et cetera. I mean, it's just so much you can do to get better, and you just got to take the time and do it.
As you can tell from Boom, he just wants chances. When he gets them, he's going to take advantage of them. And that's what all young players like to do. He did get a chance. The game was over yesterday, but he proved he was going to fight to the very end and had a 22-yard run in those four carries. And that's our Player Spotlight interview presented by Lightbound. For all your cloud service needs, call Lightbound. Driver of the Game is up next. We'll be back with that and more in just a moment. This is the Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
This is Colts Monday Night on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan, brought to you by Meijer, the official supercenter of the Colts, and they'll be hosting special Blue Friday events throughout the season. During every Blue Friday, 24 lucky fans will each win two tickets to the upcoming Colts home game. For more information, visit Colts.com/Blue Friday. And also visit Colts.com to view the most recent features of instant access immediately after every game presented by Exact Target. Exact Target, a Salesforce.com company creating the platform of choice for CMOs.
This is Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Once again, from the Taco Bell studio, here's Bob Lamy, the voice of the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, we know there's no pity party. There's no feeling sorry for yourself. We'll get back and we'll get back to work. You know, we'll look at the film, see where we went wrong, and hopefully correct it, you know. I can't promise anything, but I do know guys have always worked hard in this building, and I feel, you know, honored to be a part of that culture. I'll try and hold up my end of the bargain. I know the other guys will too, and it will work. This stinks, and we don't want it to happen again.
That was Andrew Luck, and we'll be hearing from Jim Sorgio on the Verizon Hotline in just a moment. The drive of the game yesterday featured this particular play. It's brought to you by Dreyer and Reinbold. Kobe Fleener's 17-yard touchdown catch with 10:26 to play in the fourth quarter.
Andrew on third down. Good protection. He stays in. Now he throws it backdoor. Caught by Fleener. Touchdown. Kobe Fleener with an excellent catch. It might have been deflected, but he caught it. And it's now a 34-9 game.
Well, that was the only touchdown the Colts managed yesterday in the desert. Jim Sorgi was there, and it was a pretty good throw and a better catch in that situation. And as Andrew said later, Jim, you know, it's nice to get a touchdown, I guess, but at that point it was too little too late.
Yeah, it just kind of gives you a little bit of a positive that, you know, at least we don't quit fighting. I mean, it was 10 minutes ago in the game. We were still battling. I mean, the fate of the game was sealed. It was nice to know that we were out there still trying to score points, still trying to play football, trying to fix some things. And you really got to take this game and kind of put it to bed. It's just, you know, football's a strange game. It's like when you're playing well, all three phases of the game are playing in sync together. When you're not playing well, they're not corresponding with each other. And so much on defense has to do with offense. So much on offense has to do with defense. And they got to be playing in sync or relatively close to being in sync for you to have a chance to win in this league. Because this isn't college. This isn't, you know, college where you have some really good teams and some teams you know you're going to beat. I mean, every team can win every given week. And, I mean, you see it, you know, week in and week out. I mean, Jackson Jaguars have two wins. Houston Texans have two wins. Houston Texans go from winning the AFC South last year, having 12 wins, having two, being 2-9 this year. It's just the parity in this league is so good that, you know, it's tough to win. And, you know, never take for granted a win, whether either way you can get it. And, you know, we have seven of them this year. We need a few more to clinch our playoff spot. And we got to figure out a way for all three phases of the game to play in sync together.
Jim, all right, we'll go to the questions, the pulse of the fans questions, and what they're talking about around the water cooler today. And you can almost predict what these questions are. Yesterday, the Colts played a game similar to one they played 2 weeks ago. That was supposed to be the wake-up call. So what's the problem with the Colts and their slow starts?
You know, if we get the ball, we're going three and out. The other team's getting the ball and scoring. And that's the instinct I'm talking about. You need to, let's start with offense. On offense, you need to be able to run the football. You need to be able to throw the football. You got to stay balanced. Some kind of a balanced offense. The teams that are balanced with the run and the pass are the teams that normally consistently win. You got to convert on third downs. You got to protect your quarterback, and you got to catch the ball. And we're having a hard time doing all those things. Right now, I think Andrew's been the quarterback that's been the most hit quarterback in the NFL. We're not converting on third down. And it all kind of stemmed from the Reggie Wayne injury. It was one of those things. We have had so many injuries on this team and so many guys really lost for the season on offense. But that injury to Reggie, a guy that's been around, that's done it for so many years and was not only a crush for Andrew and a security blanket for him, but for the whole team, because he was the guy that says, you know, when he's around and he's playing, you know everything's going to be okay. And ever since that Denver game, we just have struggled to consistently sustain offense. And it's not just offense, and it's defense as well. We need our defense, when our offense isn't playing well, to go out and get stops and put pressure on their quarterback and stop some kind of phase of the game. Yesterday, we didn't stop the running game early. We stopped it well late. We didn't stop the passing game all day. We didn't get to Carson Palmer very much. We sacked him three times, but other than that, we didn't hit him very much. And when you give up a touchdown drive to start the game, and then another one the second time they get the ball, and then your offense has got to play from behind, that's what I'm talking about, instinct. You need to, your offense has got to stand still to give your defense a rest. Your defense can go out there and play well, but your defense has to get stopped sometimes when your offense is not playing well, so your offense doesn't have to play from behind and get in a hole and then not be able to have a balanced offense. And we just need, you know, guys to step up. We just need to fix some things and start playing the way we were playing at the beginning of the year. People need to step up in the absence of Reggie Wayne. He's the first injury we really had of a guy that's been around and really done it for a consistently long time. You lose Dick Ballard, you know, this was the second year in the NFL. You lose Mod Bradshaw, who's done it for a long time, but he was a backup on our team. Donald Thomas was a starting guard, but he hadn't been a starter consistently in the league. Dwayne Allen was a second-year guy. So this is the first injury to a guy that's been around and done it for a long time, and we could consistently count on. Now we need these young boys to step up and be consistently counted on every week. And we need that offensive line to protect Andrew to the point where he can get comfortable back there and calm down and go through his reads and start making the throws like he was making.
All right, we'll be back with more with Jim Sorgi in just a moment on the Verizon Hotline. This is Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
We're back on Colts Monday Night, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Citizens Energy Group is proud to be the Colts conservation partner. For conservation tips, go to citizensenergygroup.com. Citizens Energy Group, we're all citizens. And are you the AAA fan of the game? For info on how you can become the fan of the game, go to AAA.com/football or visit one of our 16 Central Indiana locations. And Colts fans, be sure to visit the Bud Light tailgate tent across the street just north of the stadium for pregame fun and $3 Bud Lights. Make the Bud Light tent your place before the game.
We now return to Citizens Energy Group's presentation of Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano. From the Taco Bell studio, here again is Bob Lamey.
Welcome back to Colts Monday Night. And with Jim listening in, it's time for Sunday's top two. Let's hear from the two big plays in yesterday's game. Jim will talk about them. The first play, again, Carlos Dansby's 22-yard interception return.
Snap is to Andrew. Here comes the pressure. Andrew steps in. He throws it upfield. Picked off. Touchdown. Carlos Dansby. That just about broke our back there. Carlos Dansby. And again, Andrew was being hit as he threw it. He's had no time to do anything again. And now it's a 22-yard return. And Arizona has a 23-3 lead.
Jim, I think we could see that one coming just on the play, just simply because he did get hit as he threw the ball and really wasn't able to step much into it.
Yeah, I wasn't able to really get anything on him. He was getting hit. He was going down. He tries to make a play like he always does. You got Kobe Flinner sitting there and coming across the middle of the field. Dansby, they're in man coverage. Dansby's kind of like the freed-up guy because the back ends up going the other way and staying in protection. And he kind of frees up and he tries to make a play, throwing it to Kobe as he's falling to the ground and doesn't get anything on the throw, throws it a little behind him. And Dansby was able just to step in front and have a clear path to the end zone. And you know, Carlos Dansby is a good player. He started his career off there in Arizona, went to Miami, then came back to Arizona. He's in his 10th year in the league. You know, he's a wily vet, and he knows how to kind of bait the quarterback into throws. And I think he made it seem like Kobe was open when he really wasn't, and was able to step in front and take that one to the house, and that kind of really put the Colts in a hole after that one.
Larry Fitzgerald had a big day yesterday, a couple of touchdown catches. This was his second one early in the second quarter.
Palmer under center. Five-man rush for the Colts. Palmer drops straight back to throw. He gets protection. Now throws one toward the end zone for Fitzgerald. Another touchdown. Now it's 13-3.
That was a great throw by Carson Palmer. And when you've got a receiver like a Reggie Wayne or like a Larry Fitzgerald, they make the catches on those, don't they?
Yeah, they just go up and make plays. And it was a well-designed play. I remember Larry Fitzgerald was split out to the right. He's was single covered by the corner. He ends up taking an inside release, pushing it upfield, and acting like he's going to go to the post. He sticks one foot to the post and then goes to the corner. And Carson does a good job holding on to the ball as long as he can. He had good protection, but he ends up getting hit as he let go of the ball. But he's got such a strong arm, he puts it toward the back of the end zone, toward the pylon. And Fitzgerald was able to go up and get it. And I said it a couple of times during that game yesterday. I really do think, with Michael Floyd and Larry Fitzgerald and Andre Roberts, that they have the best wide receiver core that really can go up and catch the ball and make plays in traffic. And I remember it was actually pretty decent coverage on that play. It was just a really good throw and a great catch. And when Larry Fitzgerald gets those knee claws into the ball, it's hard to get that ball out.
All right, let's go to a couple of social media questions. Tom from Crawfordsville, did Bruce Arians do much differently than he did when he was with the Colts?
Heck no, he did exactly what he liked to do with the Colts. He's done exactly what he's done since he became a coordinator in the NFL. He likes to go downfield. You saw a lot of fades in the red zone. Saw some corner routes, some comebacks, some seams. He liked to throw wide receiver screens as a prelude to the running game. He ran the ball effectively when he had to keep us guessing whether they were going to run or throw the ball. He got a lead and he was able to take it. But it was the Bruce Arians offense that we had last year that the Pittsburgh Steelers ran for so long. It was get the ball downfield, let your playmakers go and make plays, and that's exactly what they did.
Last question from Jim of Indianapolis. Can the players dictate a faster start, or is it all coaching?
I mean, the players are the ones on the field, so they can definitely dictate a faster start, how they approach the game, how they come out fired up. Yes, the coaches have to give you a great game plan, but you can only practice what you see on tape. So the coaches only can put a game plan together based on what they think their other team is going to do and what they've shown on tape. So they do the best job of putting that game plan together, but you can't practice everything, and the teams are going to throw something at you haven't seen. So it's up to the players to really get fired up, go out there, and kind of react. I mean, football is a game of, if you don't, there's a part of it to be prepared. You have to be prepared for the other team and what they show on tape and what you think they're going to do. But they're going to show something that you're not ready for. And at that point, you got to go out there and just play football. You got to react and you got to make plays. And it might be a little bit of other teams showing us something that we haven't seen on tape that we're not prepared for. But really, it's all about execution. I mean, if you run, if you execute your offense, you execute your defense, there's no offense and defense you can't stop or you can't beat. So I think you really got to put it, most of it on the players, even though the coaches will take the blame most of the time, but it really comes down to execution.
All right, Jim, thanks again for joining us. Jim's been with us on the Verizon Hotline. Have a great Thanksgiving, and at least we got a home game this week. Tennessee in for 1:00. Isn't that nice, a home game?
Yes, sir.
That's the show for tonight. The Colts would like to thank Subway for donating prizes for the Colts giveaway packages given away at the beginning of the show. We'll do this again next Monday, the first Monday in December, a couple of days before Jim Sorgi's birthday. We'll do it right here on the Colts Monday Night Show with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.